All right. Well, hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome. For those who don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live from Augusta, Georgia. And I want to welcome each and every one of you to our live training call for KZ1. And things are growing fast and furious. And I couldn't be more excited. And, of course, most of you, if you have not heard it, you better listen to the recorded call that Geraldine did, our general manager, and she talked about this incredible contest enabling us to get to Hawaii. Now, I'll tell you right now, there's a few ways you can do it. You can do what my friend Leon did. Leon packed up and moved to Hawaii. So that might be relatively expensive to get to Hawaii. You can buy your own airline ticket and get there, and you can certainly stay out there for a few days. If you buy an airline ticket now, I can't imagine it's going to cost, you know, more than, I don't know, $800, $700, $800. A few nights hotel stay. I'm not sure what the rooms are. But there's another way of doing it. And, of course, that is what Geraldine expressed the other day. And I'm not going to go over it word for word. But I have to tell you, sometimes when you look at a task, it seems daunting, doesn't it? But did you ever hear someone say the longest journey begins with the first step? It's true. Did you ever have to lose 20 pounds? Well, if you just sit there every day thinking, oh, I got to lose 20 pounds, I got to lose 20 pounds, it doesn't happen. But if you've got these little goals, these little tiny goals, you know what? I want to lose 20 pounds and I'm going to do it in 10 weeks. Therefore, I want to lose 2 pounds a week. You see, if you look at the biggest Mr. Olympia bodybuilder, you know what? You've got dreams, but it's not going to happen overnight. And what you have to do is be consistent at this. Both of my sons started the gym years ago, and they did so well in their – I mean, you make so many gains right at the beginning, and then they both quit. Why? Because they didn't look like their dad did after training for a month. Well, you know what? Their dad has been in the gym training hard since 1980. So you got to understand, it's not going to happen overnight. And so when you look at getting to Hawaii and you look at all these points, you got to understand you got 12 weeks. And if you want to go all the way full boat, you got 12 weeks to 30,000 points. You know, that's if you look at it that way, it's only about 2,500 a week. And do you realize, if you go back and listen, as you all should have by now, you should listen to it more than once, to the playbook that we have on KZ1Central.com. If you do what I've suggested and speak to two people a day, between your customers, between your new distributors, between your rank ups, you're going to get there, flat out. And if you don't get there, by the 12 week period we've got, you'll get there for the following one. You'll need a few extra points, but you'll get there. And so don't forget, you've got so many ways to gather points. And so what you need to do is kind of go out there daily basis and do what it says in the playbook and speak to a couple of people a day. And you know what? If you really want it to happen faster, you know, maybe for the next 90 days, instead of speaking to two people a day on average, you speak to three. And you see, you may be thinking, well, I don't know that many people in network marketing to speak to. Well, that's true. You probably don't. I do. I've been around a lot, and probably you do too. But the key is, you don't have to speak to network marketing people to do this. Now, I got to tell you, one of the reasons that most people gain success in network marketing is they start to realize you kind of have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And I learned that a long time ago because, almost everything I did in network marketing made me uncomfortable. But to this day, there are things that make me uncomfortable. You know what makes me uncomfortable? When somebody calls me up like they did yesterday, and they said, Eddie, I want you to do a three-way call for me. Now, this girl does not like network marketing. She doesn't like it at all, as a matter of fact. She thinks it's some kind of a scam, and she's never done network marketing before. Now, I got to tell you, if there's a couple of calls that I don't want, I do much better I'm in my zone when I'm speaking to other MLMers. Those of you, most of you on this call that have heard me, you've done three-way calls with me. You've heard how I speak to other MLMers. Man, I got that dialed down. I could do that all day long. That's in my comfort zone. But you see, if I want to get to my next pin level, I have to break out of my comfort zone. And I've got to speak to people all day long, not just MLMers. But there's more people in this United States of America that have not done MLM than have. And so I need to go out there and be able to do that. And so what I want to do today is explain to you how you may want to speak to people like I did yesterday. And, you know, I wish I could have taped the call yesterday because I ended up saying some things that I had never said before. But again, I was out of my comfort zone and I was thinking of everything I could. And it even reminded me, I just thought of it yesterday. You know, there's a book that maybe you all should read. I used to suggest it to people, and yet it's not really out of sync. You can still get this book for short money. It's called The New Professionals, and it's written by a man named Charles King. There, years ago, Charles King actually used to teach a course on network marketing at the University of Chicago. And he actually spoke at Harvard University about the wonders of network marketing. And it talks about all these professionals. And I think if you just get it, read it, and you can probably get it on Google, Amazon for a few bucks, but I think it will give you a better understanding of what you can say to people. So anyway, you know, I get on the phone with this girl. And the background on the girl is she's in her early 20s, and she works in a department store. And, you know, we start talking at the very beginning. And what I'll explain to people is that, you know what, you may not like network marketing. I totally get it. But you do network marketing every day. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, have you ever suggested to somebody that they go see a good movie? Have you ever suggested to somebody that they should get their hair done when you get your hairs done? Have you ever suggested somebody to go to this little boutique? Have you ever suggested a good restaurant to somebody? Have you ever been paid for that? No, you never have. You see, that's what network marketing really is in a nutshell. It's not this illegal pyramid scheme that you're thinking of, because obviously there are publicly traded network marketing companies. How would you ever go through the scrutiny of the Securities and Exchange Commission and go public if you were some kind of an illegal pyramid scheme? Does that make sense? Well, of course it does. And wouldn't you rather be paid to do what you've always done for free? So you know what network marketing is? You find a product or a few products that you like. You tell people about it. And then you get paid to do what you've always done for free. So that's how it starts. And I said, look, the bottom line is, you're starting to already realize, aren't you, you can't create wealth by having a job, can you? And she said, well, it doesn't appear that way. I said, it's not your fault, because when we were kids, what were we taught? Go to school, get an education, get a job, your employer pays you money, and you live the American dream. Yeah, well, what's wrong with that equation is your employer is trying to live the American dream as well. So in order for that person to maximize their benefits, they have to minimize yours. And every day you're trading a unit of time for a unit of money. Man, there's not enough units of time during the course of the day to make that exchange often enough to create wealth. So unless you're going to be a famous movie star or a recording star or play professional sports, you're going to have to own a business. And the challenge with owning a business is the fact that it's a fortune to get started. And see, I knew this girl didn't have a lot of money. And I said, in our home-based business, which you can work part traditional and part network marketing if you so desire, that you can get started in this business for a little bit of money. I told her that, you know, I realized the mechanics of wealth early. And so I went out and I opened up a jewelry store. I opened up a business. But it cost me six figures to get started. I worked as hard as I could for 2 years to almost break even. Network marketing, I got started for a small amount of money. Matter of fact, less money than it would take me to take my family out to dinner. And it didn't take me 2 years to break even. I showed a profit right away. And so that's really the key here, okay? That you can get started for as little as $249. And you know what? You put it on a credit card, and then my goal would be to help you make this back in a short period of time. And I said, you know, and by the way, when I presented it to this young lady, I did not present it the same way I would present it to a network marketer. I started out by talking about the products. I didn't talk about much of it. Oh, one thing I did say, I said the one thing most people agree on in network marketing, you look at the Amways and Herbalifes of the world, they're great companies. But you see, they're doing billions of dollars a year in sales, which means they have millions upon millions of people that are doing the business and tens of millions that have said no to the business. They're saturated. The bus is full. You need to find a newer company. Now, I didn't talk to her about a high percentage of companies that go out. I didn't have to because she doesn't know that much. What I said to her was, listen, our company, we shipped our first product a little over 10 months ago, and we've had unbelievable success. And then you know what I did? I asked her, have you ever heard? I told her the name of our products are Impact. And I said, by the way, when I'm done with this, I'm going to show you a system that works, okay? And then I asked her, have you ever heard of turmeric or curcumin? And so for the next few minutes, I explained to her why our product was better. I said, our products, the name of our product line is Impact. You know why? Because they make an impact on people. And then on top of that, this first product is called Edge because it gives people a competitive edge. And then she told me that she had heard about turmeric. I explained to her, as you've all heard me, I'm not going to bore you with that on this call, about why our curcumin is different, and that it was a little over $3 a day. And she was very interested in that. I told her about some of the testimonials that I knew of personally. I told her about a website where she could listen to about 30 testimonials. Well, she knows people with high blood pressure. She knows people that don't sleep well. She knows people with aches and pains. She knows people that want to be more focused. And now all of a sudden she's thinking, huh. Then I talked to her about reset, how it resets your immune system, how most people have what's called a leaky gut. She was already familiar with the term. And I said, let me tell you one of the niche of this product, this reset, is that if you know anybody with allergies, most people that get on them, their allergies go away in a very short, short period of time. Like some of them go away within a few days. Well, she knows a lot of people with allergies. Then I told her about Classic. And I explained to her about these seven superfoods and what it had done for people. Well, all of a sudden, she started to think, well, yeah, you know, these products sound really good. And I said, well, let me tell you something else that's very exciting. We've got a system, a cycle of duplication that flat out works. So I said to her, let me ask you a question now. You work at this department store. If this department store said to you, hey, Gabby, for the next 90 days, if you do something for me, I'm going to give you a raise of $200 a week. But this $200 a week is going to be residual for the rest of your life, even if you quit the department store. Would you do it? Of course you would. And what would you have to talk to these people about? All you'd have to do is talk to them and tell them there's some products and an opportunity. Yes, we need to speak to two of them a day. You need to send them some videos, and then you need to do what Mark did with you. And what did Mark do with you? He got you on the phone with somebody. In this case, it was me. And I said to her, if you can make the $200 a day, would you do it? Of course you would. You would do it for an extra $200 a week. I said, what if I said to you that if you continued on that pace for a few more months, that $200 a week could go to $400 a week or $500 a week? Would you do it? Of course you would. I said, that's network marketing. That's what we've got here. We've got a system. As a matter of fact, there is a system on a website that you can go to. She wanted to know how much it would cost her for the system. I said, the teaching is free. It doesn't cost you anything. She said, I'd really have to believe in the products. I said, of course you would. And so let me explain to you what it costs to get started. Remember I told you you can get started in this business for $249? Well, $49 of it gets paid out, and that gets you these replicated websites, okay? And that's $49. Now, like you said, you'd have to believe in the products. So we've got product packages. One of them is right in your price range, a couple hundred dollars. So you could get started for that. As a matter of fact, we've got another one for $500. I didn't even tell her about the $1,000 one because I knew this young lady, was way out of my league there with her. She wasn't going $1,000. But I told her about these. I said, doesn't it even make sense that you can do this? And you know what? By the time we got off that phone, she had gone from network marketing as an illegal pyramid, I don't want to do it, to wait a minute. Let's think about this. I'm already doing network marketing and not getting paid. These products sound incredible. And then when I explained to her how ground floor we were, I explained a little bit about the background of a PhD that developed these products. I told her again about the timing. If you're in the first 40,000 distributors in a network marketing company, that's ground floor. If you're in the first 10,000, you can thank your lucky stars. I told her across the United States right now, because although we shipped our first product in May of last year, 10 and a half months, we never had our product arsenal and our general manager together until February 24th. Yet, we've got the backings of a company that's already sold $250 million of product in Southeast Asia in the last 10 years. And oh, by the way, our CEO, the guy that started it, was Robert Kelly, and I explained his background. You know, when I got to the part where people used to call Robert a crazy one, and so he named our company KZ1, stands for crazy ones, she was laughing, and she thought she would like to be part of a family. I'm going to tell you something, guys. I went way out of my comfort zone to talk to a person that A, had no interest, doesn't like network marketing, and has never done network marketing before. And I did it because I wanted to lead by example, because I want you to do it as well. I want you there with me in Hawaii, because make no mistakes about it. I will be in Hawaii, and not because I'm buying a ticket. I will qualify. Now, you can look in your back office. I know we've got people with points. And remember, when you looked and you saw all those people that ranked up, you know, Teresa and Janice and Jan and Elaine, you know, and Mike and Karen, and I could be forgetting people because more people ranked up from February 24th to now. But the point is, and Lelania who hit Jade, you know, I mean, these are points. Every one of these things are points. You see, if you just do the system, you make money. And my suggestion to you is you need to start contacting your people. And you need to start doing it daily, whether they're MLMers or they're not MLMers. Keep it simple. Have fun with it. Get out of your comfort zone. Because as long as you're staying in your comfort zone, you're going to stay in the job that you're with. And if that's the case, ask yourself, and this is a question you can ask your prospects, because I ask this of people every day. Look at where you were financially 5 years ago, and now look at where you are today. Are you getting ahead? Okay. Now, look at the people that do what you're doing, but they've been doing it 5 years longer than you. Are they getting ahead? Is that where you want to be 5 years from now? See, when I was in my jewelry store, my answer was an absolute no. Because I had been in the jewelry business for well over 5 years, and I was making money, but I had no time freedom. And when I first looked at network marketing, keeping in mind, you will not find anyone more skeptical than people from the Northeast, okay? We don't believe anybody. But when I looked at the numbers, and I looked at the business model, and I saw that, let me get this straight, I get five people, and if they get five people, I got 25 people. And if they get five people, I got 125 people. And they go out and get five, I got over 600 people. And that, and then, by the way, if they get five, it's over 3,000 people. If they get five, it's 15,000. And I looked at that, and I said, it's never going to come down that five, get five, get five. I got that part. But the fact is, the numbers don't lie. And I looked at it and said, well, you know what? I cannot, if I had 100 people, 100, and they were putting in 10 hours a day in this business, I'm getting paid for 1,000 hours worth of production. I can't work 1,000 hours in a week myself because there's not 1,000 hours in a week. And if I go out and hire 10 people to work in my jewelry store and they work 40 hours a week, that's 400 hours a week. That's still not the 1,000 hours a week that that all these people in MLM will bring you. And that's when I went out and I developed a system. Because when I first started, I didn't have a system. And only people that were born with a gift of communication skills could do this. But right now, if you will just get out of your comfort zone and try the system, believe in the system. Do you know that I was on the phone with what I consider a pretty big-time professional MLMer just a few days ago? And I made my presentation to this pro, and, you know, I've got it nailed down. I'm pretty good at it. He said, you know what? That sounds awesome. But what I see is most people don't have a system, and they don't understand how to do it. And I said to him, hey, George, would it be okay if I took a few minutes and I explained to you the system that has enabled me, since I started keeping track 15 years ago, to help thousands of people earn a couple hundred dollars a week? And by the way, some of those people, they turned out to help some people earn a couple hundred a week, and their checks went up to $1,000 a week. And some of those people helped people make a couple hundred dollars a week. And then those key people all of a sudden were making $2,000 to $4,000 a week. And that 30 people that really latched onto it went on to over $20,000 a week. And I shared the exact system that's on your playbook for free in your back office on KZ1 Central. And it's that simple. I shared the system with him and he said, it sounds so simple. Why don't more people do it? I said, because people need to understand that this system is predicated on a success rate of 5%. And if you're successful 5% of the time, you are going to make a lot of money if you continue along for 90 days. See, most people speak to five people, and if they get five no's, they quit. I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to make you a promise. Keep track of the number of people that you contact. Do not only speak to MLMers. Because in all honesty, the numbers, when you speak to just MLMers, will be weaker than the law of averages. Do you know why? Because 99% of those people are going to try to cross-recruit you into their downline because they would rather you be in their downline than you in theirs, okay, in yours. So what you need to do is, yes, speak to MLMers. My gosh, if you're starting a professional football team, you want some professional football players on that team with you. Speak to MLMers, but speak to everybody. Speak to the Uber driver. Speak to the person that sold you your house, the person that sold you your mortgage. Speak to the people you see in the gym. Speak to the walking and talking market. Speak to the people that you see at the bookstore, in the supermarket, in church. Speak to these people because every one of these people is a possible superstar, and you don't know it. There is one thing that I guarantee you, every single person in the industry of network marketing that has made $1 million a year. Every one, 100%. None of them had network marketing experience before they started doing network marketing. Carpet cleaners, guys that sold rugs. I had a friend that was an auto mechanic. I mean, I was a jeweler, guys in the insurance business, physical fitness trainers, a cleaning woman. Folks, you don't know. And such a mistake that people make is we pre-qualify people. He won't want to do it. She won't want to do it. See, the reason I talked to you this morning about how I speak to people with no network marketing experience is because I have to up my game. And I have to get on the phone with people with no MLM experience. But you have to learn how to do it as well. And you know how you learn how to do it? Listen to part of this call again, because it's going to be posted by tonight. Listen to just the section that I talked to you about how to speak to people with no network marketing experience. Because you need to do that. You need to be in Hawaii. It's beautiful in Hawaii. I've been there many, many times on business, once on pleasure, but business. And you know what? It's unbelievable in Hawaii. You need to get there. And if the company is willing to pay for it, for a job well done, do it. I'm here to tell you that if you follow this system for the next 90 days, you'll be in Hawaii. I guarantee you'll be in Hawaii. And you'll have points, and it won't cost you anything to get there. All you need to do is have that belief level. Remember, in network marketing, to be a success, it's all about belief level. You need to have a belief level in your products. You need to have a belief level in the business. You need in your corporate team, a belief level in your upline. You need a belief level in the system. And then the most important thing, as you work the system, you're going to start to have a belief level in yourself. And once you have that belief level in yourself, and it will start with the belief level on the products and go right into the belief level in the system, the more you hear it, you'll have the belief level in yourself. And when your belief level is where all the big leaders are and network marketing is, you will become invincible. Anyway, we've come to a 30-minute mark. If you're not using the webinars, you should. You know, it's a simple procedure. They're every 3 hours Eastern time. They're 1, 4, 7, 10, 1, 4, 7, 10. They play 8 hours a day. Get people on them. Use the tools. Once again, if you do that, it won't be long before we're all together on the beaches of the world in October, starting in Hawaii. You can do it. I appreciate you, love you, and I'll hear everyone with more people on next week's training call. With that, aloha. Speak to you later. You can do it. Bye, everybody.